Joining us on 3SH, as he does each and every week, Michael Kitzelman, General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council. Michael, a pleasure to speak with you.
Good morning, Fraser. Good to be back on again this week.
Michael, we'll get it started right away. Apparently, you've had some wandering dogs around the area that you're looking to address.
Yeah, so for a couple of months now, Council's been getting a lot of complaints from our residents in the region about wandering dogs and pets generally being out and about. It's even had sheep wandering up the main street of town, which is quite unique to a country town, which is great. But the dogs are a major problem, and I'm asking community, you know, if these are your family pets, you have an obligation to keep them in your yard. Please keep them in your yard. My workforce has had to go and see several dogs that have been running around the streets, and it's now to a situation where we're going to be forced to take some very serious enforcement action, and we don't want to do that with people's family pets. We don't want to take people's pets, put them in a pound, lock them up, and then end up giving a financial penalty to our community members because they've let their animals roam free.
On a more positive note, we do have the Main Street revitalisation changes, which you said were discussed last night.
Yes, so Council had its ordinary meeting last night. But one of the things which has come to light with our Main Street revitalisation project, we went out to community consultation. Community gave us a very, very clear objective to achieve for our Main Street project, and that was that they want it to be a nice, clean, free-flowing pathways on our street with a green environment, lots of shade so that it's cooler in summer, and just a nice, friendly environment on our Main Street for the CBD. Unfortunately, all of the estimates that we were operating from, now that we've started to do the technical engineering assessment, it's come back that it's going to cost an extra $350,000 to achieve that outcome. We just don't have that extra money. So we had to have a look at it and say, well, the community's given us a really clear guideline that they want a nice green and shady environment, which is cool in summer, free-flowing pathways, etc. So we've had to look at it and say, okay, well, how can we achieve that objective without undergrounding the power? Is it possible? And we've spoken to some designers and some architects and some landscape designers about what can we do. And we think we've come up with a really good solution to achieve that same outcome without undergrounding the power, and it's going to save us that $350,000. So last night's council meeting, the council reviewed the concerns that we had and looked at the risks of not being able to do it within budget, and council rightly made the decision that no, as long as we keep focused on what the community's feedback was, that's okay, and that we will go with the option of not undergrounding the power to save that money.
Well, Michael, we have run out of time, but it is a pleasure to speak with you each and every week.
Fraser, thanks very much for your time, and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. Michael Kitzelman, General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council.